popodnevni mozaik na radiju Svetigora.
Njegova svetost patrijarh srpski gospodin Irinej je 8. marta obišao u Perpsko-Adelaidskom namjesništvu hram Svetog Save u Woodville parku. Najprije se sabranima obratio domaćin prosvećeni vladika australijsko-novozelandski gospodin Irinej, koji je poželio dobrodošlicu njegovoj svetosti i delegaciji Srpske pravoslavne crkve.
Vaša svetosti, najdraži nam u Hristu Gospodu, Otče crkve naše srpske pravoslavne, visoko preosvećeni i visoko uvaženi gospodine mitropolite, učitelju crkve srpske pravoslavne i vas velikog pravoslavlja, dobro ste nam došli u ovaj grad koji nosi ime svete mučenice Adelaide, grad, kao što rekoh, koji se sastoji od 500 crkava hrišćanskih koji ukrašavaju svaki korak ove zemlje na kojoj se nalazimo. Your Excellency, Lord Governor, kindly allow me to welcome you to this, our holy church dedicated to the memory of Saint Sava in this city of Adelaide, which bears the name of the holy martyr Adelaide. Welcome and thank you for being here with us. My beloved brother clergy in Christ, welcome indeed. Thank you all for joining us and for making manifest this magnificent resplendent plentitude of orthodoxy heard in this evening's doxology of welcome for His Holiness, our Patriarch and Father in God, Kyrios Irinej. Vaše svetosti, ko se ne bi radovao sagledajući oko sebe ne samo naš blagočestivi srpski narod, već i sabrani ruski i grčki pravoslavni narod, slušajući iz njihovih duša pesme ljubavi, pohvalne pesme Gospodu Bogu, pesme koje se pevaju na raznim jezicima i po raznim našim pravoslavnim tradicijama, zaista nalazimo se u sredine vaspolikog pravoslavlja ovde u ovom divnom gradu Adelaidu, grad koji po prvi put dočekuje patrijarha srpskoga. Recite koju reč ovome predivnome narodu koji se sabrao ovde večeras, jer ko ne bi iz punoće srce i duše svoga ponovio one reči velikog proroka Isaija: gle Gospode, evo mene i decu koju si mi ti podario. I zaista, kao što rekao njegovoj svetosti patrijarhu Pavlu o svom prvom povratku u Beogradu: vaša svetosti, hvala, dali ste mi najbolji srpski narod koga ima na ovoj kugli zemaljskoj. I zaista tako verujem, tako se osjećam i tako propovedam pred Bogom živim i pred našim Otcem duhovnim. Dobrodošli, poučite ovaj narod, recite koju spasonosnu reč koja će prionuti za duše njihove, za srce njihova, koja će ih ohrabriti i voditi od ovog današnjeg radosnog susreta do onog konačnog i sveradosnog susreta u Hristovo Carstvo Nebesko. Amin. Dobrodošli, welcome your holiness and teach us with your paternal words.
Hvala vam na ljubavnoj reči i počeli moje ličnosti i putem akasnosti.
Thank you, your grace, for these words which you have given to my person. And my following, which has come here together with you to be together with the people who have gathered this evening.
Svetejši patrijarh Irinej je potom besjedio o Srbima i čuvanju vjere, pravoslavne tradicije i jezika. Niste zaboravili svoju vjeru pravoslavnu kao ni svoje svetinje i slavne pretke kao ni svoje srodnike, koji su ostali u teškim prilikama koji zavise od vaše pomoći. Zato smo radosni jer ste ostali vjerni svojoj vjeri, svojoj crkvi, svojim običajima, praznicima i krsnoj slavi, rekao je svetejši patrijarh Irinej.
Because of this evening and because of all of you who are here present this evening in this resplendent temple, it is a small sacrifice to come here from Melbourne to this city. And not only in a trip from Melbourne to here, but indeed traversing from Belgrade to Australia. Such a gathering in this temple this evening with you. And with the exalted presence of our neighbors, our brothers from the Russian and the Greek Orthodox Church, and with His Excellency the Governor of South Australia, it gives birth to great joy, not only for the sake of this evening, but joy which will be truly
remembered.
We have come from Serbia, from Belgrade, from the capital city, so that we can visit you, that we can encourage you, that we can secure you in our faith, so that we can warm your love towards the people, towards that land in which you were born, which unfortunately to yours is our great sorrow. Many had to leave, some voluntarily, but even more unwillingly, leave their fatherland. But instead of giving encouragement to you, and to bring joy to you, which is not the joy of every day, the joy of an encounter with your fatherland, and with those who represent
it,
with the representatives of your beloved church, you have given to us a great source of joy this evening. Because seeing you in such great numbers gathered, even though this is a working day, can be accomplished only by the love of a certain people towards those of us who represent the Church of Christ, our Church, the Church of our people. And what can we say? Say to thank you, to thank God that He has protected you, that He has brought you to this blessed land in which you have formed your new households, and for many of you it has become your new homeland.
Ali se nadamo, iako ovdje verujemo dobro.
However, we anticipate, even though it may be very nice for you here,
iako ovdje odosvaljujete način života koji se želeli izdravili,
and if, even if you manage to form the life which you have desired here,
nadamo se da niste morali svoju rođenu, kako to bi se kaže.
And we anticipate that you have not forgotten your birthplace.
Niste zaboravili svoju veru pravoslavnu.
You have not forgotten your orthodox faith.
Niste zaboravili svoje svete i velike slave.
You have not forgotten the great and glorious sanctuaries.
Koje, kao što dobro znamo, pomažete.
Which, as we well know, you help. As well as your relatives who have remained behind, some under the most difficult of circumstances, some had to flee and to find a new place where they could reside, and many of them depended on your help and from your assistance.
Zato smo radosni.
For that reason we are joyful.
Molimo Gospodu.
We confess to the Lord.
Što smo ostali verni svojoj veri.
That you have remained faithful to your faith.
Svojoj crkvi.
To your church.
Svojim divnim običajima.
To our beautiful traditions.
Svojim praznicima.
To your holidays. And we Serbians, especially to our patronal feast days, our Slavas. Even though you left your households behind, many of you, who have labored intensely throughout the entirety of your life,
pa izgubili jednome, kako reći, čas, kratko.
And but in the blink of an eye you lost everything.
Na razne načine.
In various means and ways.
Bilo da su oni spaljeni.
Whether your households were burned.
Bilo da su razoreni.
Whether they were destroyed.
Bilo da su naseljeni drugim žiteljima.
Or whether they were forcefully inhabited by other inhabitants. There in empty Serbian homes. But you have brought that which is most essential for a person and for a peoples.
Ono što ste doneli i što ste nastavili ovdje na gradu.
That which you have brought with you and which you have built and how you continue to live, that will give sense and meaning to your life in this land. It will enable you to continue your lives here and to live it as you did in your homeland. And in so doing, you will be able to recompense for everything that has been lost. Because every material good is only temporary. But spiritual goods are that which represent the very essence of our lives. And your presence this evening, this temple which has been built, and this church which exists because of your help and your assistance, speaks volumes of the fact that you have remained faithful to your own. And that is that which precisely comforts us, and which also beautifies you as a people. And as long as you do that, preserve it, and live as such, and you will remain as Serbian Orthodox people.
Ima da za svak da ostanete ovdje.
Were it that you were to remain here forever,
ima da se vratite tamo,
or that you intend to return,
da se ubedi svetlost sunca i lepotu svetla kome živimo,
so that you can see the beauty of the sunrise and that beauty in which we live in.
Osjetimo kao narod.
We must remain as a people.
Nećemo nestati ni više drugi.
We will neither dissipate nor disappear.
Govorimo o vama ovdje.
I speak of you here and of us over there.
Zato blagodarim Gospodu.
And for that reason I give thanks to God.
Što ste meni, našim i mojim uvaženim bratima, dala prilika.
That I have been given the chance this evening to visit you, that we can encounter you, that we can speak with you about your problems within your new life here in these lands. And to establish ties and contacts, which will span the great territorial expanse from Australia to our homeland. And that which I desire to say on this occasion,
ostanite verni svome imenu,
remain faithful to your name,
svojoj veri,
to your faith,
svojoj crkvi,
to your church,
svojim divnim običajima,
to your beautiful traditions.
To je ono što čini suštinu našega života.
That is precisely what constitutes the essence of our lives.
Materijalno živimo, ne treba nam mnogo.
If we desire to live materially, we do not need much.
Primjer Bog,
because God will take care of us
pisama,
as he does of the
birds,
and how can he not take care of his people, which he created according to his image and likeness. But that which constitutes the beauty of our lives is that spiritual inheritance which is the tie and unity to God and His church.
She
assists us by opening up the secrets of our lives and finding the beauty of our life.
Ovo što smo vidjeli u Australiji,
that which we have seen in Australia,
divne podruge crkve,
beautifully erected churches,
and the sale u kojem se sabirate,
great halls in which you gather,
koje dovoljno se doći na se ostali narod Boži,
which sufficiently witnesses to the fact that you remain people of God,
da se nastavite da živite životom kojim ste živjeli u svijetu,
and that you continue to live the life with which you lived in your fatherland,
i da će i ovdje ostvariti smisao tim svoga života.
And here you will also find the essence and the meaning of your life.
To je naša pozor i naša želja.
And this is our desire for you.
Ono što nas posebno raduje,
that which especially causes us to rejoice,
se ovdje kao pravoslavni narod,
that you hear as an Orthodox people,
bliski sa našim sa drugim pravoslavnim narodom,
that you are close with the other Orthodox peoples,
sa braćom Rusima,
with our brothers the Russians,
sa braćom Grcima,
with our brothers the Greeks,
sa kojima od davnih vremena imamo najbolje i najprijateljskije odnose,
with whom we have from times of old the closest of relations and encounters.
Naša zajednica je stara 1000 godina.
Our community is approximately 1000 years old.
Kao i sa Rusima koji pripadamo kao narod istim korenima,
and we belong with the Russians by the same roots,
a questa braccia del Signore,
and also with our brethren the
Greeks,
with whom we have spiritual roots, through the equals to the apostles, they have become the equals to the apostles to the Slavic peoples, through Saint Sava, through Hilandari and Baldatos,
and
the magnificent and multiple help which we received from the peoples, we have remained close and we remain close. Causes us to rejoice that you continue to do so here as you should.
Da si skupa pokažemo nepotu hrišćanstvo.
And so that all together we may demonstrate the beauty of Christian Orthodoxy, the strength of our love, that we may show towards ourselves and towards other peoples as well, because we as Orthodox are members of one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we have the privilege now to show that unity here with the entirety of Orthodoxy. May the Lord God give you strength to
continue,
and that the world will know that you
witness
about the beauty and the exalted nature of our Orthodoxy. But especially that you show that same Christian love towards all other peoples.
Svi su mi narod Boži, bez obzira na boju kože.
We are all people of God, regardless of the skin which we inhabit.
Na nacionalnu pripadnost I stepen kulture,
or our national identity, or the level of our culture.
Svi mi nosimo lik Boži.
All of us bear the image of God.
Nosimo ono što je besmrtno I večno na dušu.
And we have the soul which God created within us, which bears the uncreated image. And therefore we are summoned to like one another, but also like all of God's creation, every person that God created who bears His image and likeness. May the Lord God bless you and all of the peoples of this blessed land. That we may elevate thanks to the Lord God, show love towards one another, that love exactly how God loves us, that we may all pray together for peace in this world. There are many travails in our contemporary world, not only in Kosovo and Metohija. We also hear about Syria and other eastern lands where people are suffering, where people are abandoning the lands in which they lived for centuries and seeking new homes. That the Lord God may allow peace to reign among peoples on earth, and that peace may reign instead of the evil which has caught hold of so many. May the blessing of the Lord be upon you,
the
people of this blessed land, and that it may follow us throughout the days of our lives. Long may you live for many years.